Hey everyone, welcome to the Trade Show Minute, coming to you live from Florlando. My name is Johnny Moda, I'm the co-host too.
Oh, Victoria Barella here. This is InfoComm 2017. We are here with our wonderful guest.
Hi, I'm Taft Strickland with Just Add Power.
Nice name, Taft. I like that. That's awesome.
It's actually Taft Van Strickland, if you want to get fancy and throw the middle name in there.
Nice. I like that. It sounds like Van Helsing.
Van Halen.
Ah, there it is. There it is. Nice. Tell us a little bit about the company that you're with.
Just Add Power is an HDMI over IP manufacturer.
Okay.
We're a little bit different than everybody else. We actually build our own product, and we've been doing this for over a decade. Pretty cutting edge, designed, engineered, and manufactured here in the USA.
What? Sure. All in the United States? That doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, there are pieces and parts that we've got to buy from other places of the world.
Just giving you a hard time.
But no, that's all right. You can hassle me.
Assembled and made in the United States? That's awesome.
Yes.
That's rare that you hear that ever.
Yes, it is pretty rare.
What state do you mind me asking? Where are you located?
So we're located here in Florida. We're in Largo, Florida. We're about 5 miles from Clearwater.
Okay.
Just on the other side of Tampa Bay.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Tell me a little bit about what you're showing here at InfoComm.
What we're showing, we've got a new feature that goes into everything that we've built for the last decade. It's called Plug Play Present, and it allows the integrator to decide what should happen when you plug video in. So you could walk into a conference room, plug in your laptop, and without doing any other than plugging in your laptop VGA or HDMI, the entire conference room turns on and switches to the correct input. When you disconnect, it can shut the system down, or it could, if the displays are already on and you're running an informational bulletin board for the campus or something along those lines, it could switch from the source that it's on to your source, and then when you're done, it could switch back to a default source.
Great. I saw that Just Add Power was at ISC, I believe, in the this past February. I'm not sure if you're there yourself, but do you know what's different from ISC 2017 that your company is doing than maybe InfoComm 2017? What are you guys doing different?
We've launched a couple of things since ISE, the Plug Play Present application. Also, our 4K Tyler is now ready for primetime. So it's a network Tyler, allows you to take four images, size them however you want, overlay them, custom sizes. It's kind of endless on what you can do. And then from there, send that video out to as many screens as you'd like. So we have our new Tyler, we have Plug Play Present, and then our new 3G PoE products, which are 4K, but don't have USB, they don't have CEC, and they don't have analog audio, which is not used on every application. They can be mixed and matched, and they come in at a groundbreaking price point. So those are the three primary things that we're talking about here at the show.
And then what booth number is that?
We're in booth 4081.
And for anyone that is not at InfoComm, where can we find you online?
JustAddPower.com.
You keep saying network Tyler, and I'm sorry, but I keep envisioning an IT professional by the name of Tyler that is just managing your network, but that's not what you're saying at all.
No, it's a video processor that lets you pick multiple images. Think of it as picture-in-picture on steroids.
Awesome.
Yes.
And can we scale the pictures on the fly, or are they predetermined sizes?
Yes.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. You can scale on the fly. You can also adjust transparency.
Awesome.
So I'll give you a quick example. You're wearing a sports hat there.
Sports ball?
Sports ball hat, yes.
Got it.
Very appropriate for the InfoComm show. And you could watch one sports ball game really large in the background.
Yeah.
And then you could have three other sports ball games going on. You could size them. You could move them around so you can still see the ticker and you can still see the score for the main game.
Cool.
And then those other three games that you're watching overlaid, you could adjust it so that they're half transparent so you can still see through them. It's pretty awesome, and it's also at a groundbreaking price.
How are the adjustments done?
They're done with IP commands from your control system
okay.
or through our web interface.
Cool.
So pretty much anybody that's using our system is utilizing some sort of third-party control system, or it can be done with our web interface. And we also have a new web app that we are launching and showing here as well that gives you complete control over where the video goes. Gives you a live preview of what's playing on each screen as well. And that's also new for Infocom since ISE.
Mm-hmm. What is your company's maybe, favorite project or most loved child either in the company or in Infocom 2017 to show off? What is your favorite project to show off and successes of it?
I would have to say we've got a couple of love childs at right down the street here at Disney World.
Oh, nice.
And then the Cincinnati Red Stadium has always been a fun project. It started about 5 years ago mm-hmm. with a handful of screens and then quickly grew up to about 25 screens and 25 sources and 200 screens. Oh. Now there's hundreds of sources and there's over 450 displays and lots of video walls and things like that. So mm-hmm. they've proven that buying our product, you can continue to add to it and it's very scalable and you don't throw it in the trash.
Good. And is this only for the commercial side of the market or is it also for the home market? I'm a millennial, so I'm just in this industry for maybe a year or 2 years. So
okay.
Just trying to figure out where everyone's at. You know, some people are just in pro AV, some people are only in commercial, and home and some are both.
We do a ton of business in the commercial space.
Okay.
But because we pay attention to what everybody asks us to do or requests from integrators, mm-hmm. we do things like supporting Dolby Digital and Dolby Atmos and downscaling and supporting HDR mm-hmm. Seamlessly no matter what screens you have. So we get pulled into tons of residential projects varying from your average house, changing a matrix out or adding matrixing all the way up to some of the most expensive homes and yachts ever built.
So, yachts?
Yes.
I think Johnny's going to have it on his yacht
yeah,
one day in the future.
Turns out I have a mega yacht because I live in California, so really it's theoretical
okay.
and I don't
all
actually
right.
have any.
I thought you were Johnny from the block. I didn't know you were Johnny with the yacht. Now we'll have to remember that.
I like that. Can I be Johnny with a yacht?
Yeah, we'll get you a t-shirt.
Yes, and a yacht. It has to come with a yacht.
No,
Just the t-shirt.
That's
shirt.
All I got.
I'll take
Johnny,
all day.
We're pushing it. We're pushing your luck here.
I can ask all day, but, what am I really going to get out of it, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt, apparently. Johnny Yacht.
Yep.
What's next? What's the future of Just Add Power?
Or
you're doing it, sounds like.
We're doing it right now, but kind of the backstory of us is that we've been in business for 25 years.
Okay.
We've been doing this for 10 years, and we make everything forward and backward compatible. So
that
we just
sounds way too friendly.
We just don't believe in people throwing stuff in the trash. So we've got a project that you installed 6, 8, 10 years ago. It was just 1080p. It can be meshed and bridged in with our new 4K product. So I guess a lot of it is delivering the news of sustainability and also, in the house of worship market and things like that, people being good stewards with their money and not buying something that they know is going to be outdated in 12 months.
And then they're
gonna
have to buy
a
new one.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And these shows are fun because we're like, hey, look, we added something, we added a feature, and it works on that thing that you bought, 8, 9, 10 years ago. And
yeah.
I think that's only true for us and maybe Tesla Motors. I think we're the only two.
Hold on. Made here in America, backwards compatible. Are you trying to get people to like you and buy your products continually?
Yeah, and we're fun, too. We're fun. And stop by the booth. I'll give you my business card. It's a guitar pick.
Which is also fun.
Is.
Yes.
And that booth number is?
4081. And you can also find us on the internet at justaddpower.com.
Are you guys on the social medias anywhere?
Oh, we are. We are on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Cool.
Sweet.
Cool.
Is that just Add Power?
Yep. Just Add Power.
Sweet. Thank you so much for your time. Victoria,
you can find this podcast later on posted online. At ravepubs.com/Infocom2017. Or if you'd like to hear the rest of the podcast later on today and through the week.
And join us live.
Yeah, and join us live. Go to ravepubs.com/Infocom2017/live. Follow Rave Pubs on social medias as well, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. It's just at Rave Pubs. You can find me in the Twitter land at Barella Victoria _. Johnny, where can we find you?
Everywhere. Also online at JMoto3 simply, and or if you're on Snapchat, that's somebody else. Don't follow that person. He's a con artist. But I'm AV Insider on Snapchat, should you want to hear my weird ramblings. Or just follow us at Rave Pubs. That's cool too.
Awesome. I thought he was found on a yacht.
Oh, that's...
Did we miss that part already? Did
that's my more successful evil twin. Okay. He's Johnny Yacht.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Taft, for joining our Trade Show Minute.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your InfoComm 2017.
All right.